So Rebecca, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Barry, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. We have an interesting topic here for the day before the Thanksgiving holiday, and it has to do with technology and working with tech clients. Is there something special about this class of client that you have to focus on?
There is, because when we talk about technology clients, we're talking about those people that are out there doing research and development, the inventors, innovation, things that are brand new or improvements upon something old to make it basically new again. So those people out there, we want to encourage them to continue to innovate in the United States. And so as part of that, the Missouri Small Business Development Center's our state office actually applied for what they call a FAST grant. And the FAST program is the Federal and State Technology Partnership Program. And Missouri has received this grant before in the past in 2010, but it's been a while since then. But what this particular grant does is it allows financial and technical support to next generation research and development focused on small businesses. And so it gives us some extra funds. To be precise, $100,000 was granted to the Missouri Small Business Development Center program. And that was only one application per state can be submitted. So our program was the one that submitted for the state of Missouri. And thankfully, we got that grant, and it just started 2 months ago. And so I wanted to let the folks that are listening out there today know that part of this grant is to reach those people in the rural areas that we know are out there that are creating new things, and we want them to know that there are resources and help and funds available to them.
So how do you find these people?
Well, that's a good question. And the grant, that's part of what it's doing, is we're going to have some workshops and things like that throughout Northwest Missouri and promote those with the Chambers of Commerce and like me even being on the radio today to help promote the fact that these resources are out there so that more people can hear about them. I don't have any money to advertise with, but because the money has to go to directly to helping assistance and technical assistance and actually helping them apply for grants that are available to technology clients. So I wanted to clarify, though, what a technology client is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so technology clients, typically a person thinks computers, right? Computers, information systems, IT, anything like digital IT, right? Well, yes, that's one aspect of a technology client, but there's six broad categories that we've actually put people in. That's only one. So digital IT is the one that comes to mind. But the other is applied engineering. So if you have something mechanical that you've created, that's something that would be considered a technology. Animal health is another one. Maybe you have you're researching a new way to feed, you know, a bunch of bovine. I actually worked with a client that was doing that, it was a way that they had used to feed chickens in mass, and they were going to be able to do that with pigs, but allowing the pigs to actually take in nutrients and stuff at the same time. So it was a new concept at the time. So that would be considered a technology client. Biomedical and life sciences. So if it's something new, maybe a new type of hearing aid, like not a regular hearing aid, but something very unique, then, you know, that's just an example. But anything that has to do with your health. Another one is defense and homeland security. So, and that's actually a very big category where a lot of things can fall in there that you may not think would.
Mm-hmm.
But the Department of Defense funds 54% of all of the federal grants in the program that we're talking about. So knowing that the Department of Defense is the one that funds most of them, defense and homeland security are very important types of technology. And then the last category is plant science or ag. So anything that has to do with something new for agriculture, whether that's, you know, in the past that would have been something like genetically modified produce, maybe something that keeps it from dying but won't kill us either, you know. but it's those types of things. So all of those categories would be considered a technology client. So if you're a person who is a tinkerer, who is constantly inventing new things then we have two very specific types of grants called SBIR and STTR, and I'll talk about those. But those are specifically designed for these technology clients to fund them, to fund proof of concept, the very first stage, first phase.
So these don't have to be businesses that are up and running. These could be people with ideas.
Exactly. So to get into that, the Small Business Innovative Research Grant, the SBIR grant, it can fund, there's different phases of it. So the first phase is for proof of concept. And that can be anywhere, depending on the department that's issuing it, can be anywhere from $75,000 to $225,000. And that is to fund you for a duration of 6 months. So for 6 months, you have money to pay for scientists to, you know, actually buy the supplies, pay for lab space, things like that, anything that you might need to prove your concept. If the government believes that this is a solid idea that could come to fruition and then help the country.
Mm-hmm. So to prove a concept, what exactly does that mean? Prove it works, for example, or prove that there's a connection of some kind, or
it really just means to prove that this can be more than just an idea. Okay. That you can actually create this product, make it whole, make it function, and do what you say it can do. So that's the proof of concept. So really, just getting it. If you think of a widget, you know, getting that widget actually produced and built, and say, here's this widget, and it actually does X, Y, Z, and you can show that it does X, Y, Z.
It has a practical application, and you can show it.
Yes, and that's the important thing with these grants that you have to understand, is that the beauty of them is that they are grants, so you don't have to pay them back. But they do have to meet the R&D needs of the federal government, because they're the ones funding you, right? So, but it's not as difficult as it may seem to take whatever concept you have and find a need within the federal government. The grants that are, there are thousands upon thousands of grants that are available through the different departments. And I mentioned earlier that the Department of Defense funds 54% of these small business grants. The other organization that funds 29% is Health and Human Services. Well, Health and Human Services encompasses the National Institute for Health, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, the Food and Drug Administration, and a few others. So between the two of them, they're funding roughly 80% or so of all the grants.
So any technology idea that one might have that had to do with health, or with either animal health or human health,
mm-hmm.
And was maybe something that could be turned into a provable concept,
mm-hmm.
That'd be something you could help with.
We absolutely can help with. And we have technology counselors, technology specialists throughout Missouri's SBDC network, who do nothing but work with these technology clients every day, all day, and helping them with the different assistance that we provide. And so we can help them with putting together the finding a grant, number one, putting together actually applying for the grant, understanding how grants are graded so that they have a better chance of actually receiving the grant funds. And then once they receive the grant, then we can also help them with there's like phase one, phase two. You can apply for a second grant through these SBIR, STTR programs. And the phase two, we can help apply for that. And that can be anywhere from $300,000 to over $1 million. And that is a 2-year term. So you have 2 years to spend those funds. And so that basically is getting you geared up to commercialize the product. And then the final phase, phase three, the government doesn't fund that portion. That portion is for you to actually commercialize your product, your mm-hmm. innovation. And that's where we can really, because we've already helped you get the grant, right? So now what we can do is we can help you with putting together your pitch to investors, because that's where you're going to get your funds to make this technology go commercial, right? You're going to need possibly millions of dollars. It could just be a few hundred thousand, mm-hmm. just a few measly 100,000, right?
Yeah.
But we can help you put together a pitch so that you can pitch to investors. We can help you put together your financial projections, your business plan, which they will ask for if they decide to fund you, if they're serious about it. And we can help you with preparing what they call a pitch deck, which are the essentially the slides or the PowerPoint presentation that you put together for the investors. And we can coach you on the actual pitch of your concept. So I have people come to my office who practice pitching to an angel investor. And I will pick them apart so that, because that's what the angel investor is going to do. And so that they, it's almost like rehearsing because they only get one shot at it, right? To be in front of that investor. Either you make it or you don't. They don't say, let's think about it and come back in a month.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody listening right now is saying to himself or herself, man, I've been thinking about this thing for the last couple of years and I just haven't known what to do with this idea, but I think there's some real merit here. It could really meet a problem and a need in rural Northwest Missouri. What would you have them do?
I would have them give me a call and come in and sit down with me and we can talk through what their idea is. Everything that we talk about is confidential. We are, you know, bound by federal regulations. We can't talk about our clients. And so they don't have to worry about their intellectual property. You know, I'm not going to take that and go somewhere and start, oh, that's a good idea. I'll go do that tomorrow. So they don't have to worry about that. So they should come in and talk it through, and I can explain to them what the next steps would be. Like, do you have a schematic or a drawing of some sort of your idea or your whatever this technology is? And so we can go through that process and say, here's the next step, and then continue on.
Your phone number?
My phone number is 816-364-4105, and my office is inside the Chamber, St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce.
So, you know, you made a really good point earlier, and one I hadn't really thought of when you said that the idea of technology and the application of technology in the case of this grant goes well beyond, it includes, but goes beyond computers, digital matters, the internet, and so on and so forth, because that's the first thing I think, at least I think of, when I think of technology. That's the first thing that comes to mind. But technology is really, and you pointed out with all those different fields, that there are so many other ways that technology can apply, even to mechanical matters. It's mm-hmm. just an improvement in the way something gets done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, that's right. And so whether it's it has to be more than just, you know, the basic improvement. It would have to be an advanced improvement that kind of makes it a new product again. Mm-hmm. And so these grants, the Small Business Innovation Research Grant and the Technology Transfer Grant, the beauty of them, other than the fact that they're a grant, obviously, and you don't have to pay them back, that's fantastic, but there's also no equity dilution. So understanding that you're getting the money from the government, but they are not requesting any ownership of your idea. So it still remains 100% your idea. Now, that's not the case when you go to pitch to, like, angel investors, or venture capitalists, because they are going to want, you know, a position in your company so that they can reap the rewards of any profits that you may get, right?
They want a return on investment.
That's exactly right. But these grants do not require any equity dilution. You don't have to pay them back. They are free to apply. So there is no application, like you don't have to pay $50 or $100 or $200 in order to even to apply for the grant. You just
So there's no risk.
There is no risk. It's just your time that's involved. And there's also no personal investment required. So you don't have to have put cash down, you know, like when you go to get a loan, one of the requirements usually is you put cash towards the project. So if you need $100,000, the lender usually wants you to put 10, 20% down or whatever the case may be. But with these grants, there is no equity position that you have to have had put cash into. So that's nice too. Usually people have, just because it's their idea and they've done some stuff in order to see if this is even worth moving forward. But it is not required. And so these grants are designed to stimulate technological innovation while also meeting the R&D needs of the federal government.
So a person could receive a grant of maybe $1,000 or a few thousand dollars, depending on, or it could be quite a lot of money.
Exactly. It can. It can be up to over $200,000 just for the first phase for the proof of concept. And that is a ton of money. Typically, it usually ranges around $100,000. But again, it can be more depending on the department that you're getting it from.
And it's really interesting. They've got this money that they want to spend this money mm-hmm. to stimulate or to help spread technology improvements that are important to the community. That's one thing, and a measure of how much they want that is that they've given the SBDC a grant to help spread the word and round up people who might be able to qualify for these grants.
Right. They've given us $100,000 and said, go tell people that these grants are out there. And that's our job now, is to go out, let people know that these grants are available, help them apply for these grants. And the application process just this fall changed completely, and it is so much more streamlined. It used to be, for anybody that's listening that has ever had to apply for a grant, typically it is a lot of paperwork. You have to know everything from the very beginning to the very end of your project, how much resources you're going to need and how much money you're going to need, not just for the first phase, but here's for the second phase and the third phase. And you have to know everything. It's like writing an entire book in order to get these grants. Well, now the government for these SBIR and STTR grants has decided to pare it down to just like three pages, essentially, that says, you tell us as concisely as you can what your concept is, and if we are interested, then we'll ask you to apply for the full grant. So instead of wasting your time and theirs reading through all that, now you don't have to wait 6 months to find out if your grant is going to move forward. Now, within a month or two, you find out, hey, you know, I think it's a month is what they're saying. So you submit this three pages that, you know, tells all about your concept, but it doesn't say, you know, all of the details. Like, it's almost like reading the executive summary of a business plan versus reading the entire business plan. Mm-hmm. So you're just getting the gist of it. And then, so that saves you a lot of time and hassle. And then you find out much quicker. The turnaround time is so much quicker now. And you, in a month, you can find out, hey, they're interested. Oh, that's fantastic. So then you move forward with applying for the full grant.
And your office is the first step.
It is.
And they come in, they talk to you, and you determine whether they've got something here that might be worth pursuing.
Absolutely. And we can tell them which websites to go to, where to find these grants. The legitimate ones, that's important to notate. There are lots of websites out there that claim to have grants. Oh, you can get a grant. Oh, there's lots of money for small businesses. And by and large, those are just gimmicks to get your money. So keep in mind that this, you know, that these grants are free to apply and free to receive. So, and nobody is guaranteed that they will get them. So mm-hmm. if you are on a website that says they guarantee that you'll get the grant, or for $200 you can apply, these are not legitimate grants.
Okay.
At least not from the federal government, that's for sure.
Right. So you can guide them through the process, keep them safe. And they can get the happy ending if it all works out. I mean, there's no guarantee.
No, there's never a guarantee. I mean, and it could be even that they get the phase one and their proof of concept fails, and that's okay. You don't pay the money back, you know? but then you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can move on to your next invention.
There you go. And maybe come back again.
That's right.
Another time. Got about 20 seconds left. Final thoughts on this.
Oh, I wanted to let people know, on December the 12th, there is a workshop coming up. It's from 10 to noon at my office, which is inside the Chamber of Commerce. It's called Entrepreneur's Edge, and you can go on the Missouri SBDC's website, so just Google Missouri SBDC, and you can look this up. But it tells all about, there's a workshop coming up, and we partnered with one of our technology clients, DocuLock, and they are actually going to teach this for us to tell you what to expect as an entrepreneur and as a technology client, and even just as a regular business owner.
Rebecca, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you, Barry.